This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit Washington next month. He was speaking during a phone call between the two leaders ahead of Biden's trip to Europe later this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters Monday at the White House that the two leaders had the opportunity to talk at some length about all of the issues in the United States-Ukraine relationship. He said President Biden told the Ukrainian leader that the United States will stand up firmly for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Sullivan also said Biden told the Ukrainian president that he looks forward to welcoming him to the White House here in Washington this summer after he returns from Europe. Zelensky later confirmed that the U.S. president had invited him to visit in July. Ukraine is seeking from Washington additional military aid as it continues to battle Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. It also seeks backing for its bid for NATO membership. U.S. law enforcement officials say they have hit back at the Russian-based criminal network that caused gas pipelines to shut down across parts of the country last month. The Justice Department announced Monday it recovered $2.3 million worth of some $5 million Colonial Pipeline paid to the DarkSide Network following the ransomware attack. That attack resulted in fuel shortages along the U.S. East Coast. Colonial Pipeline, the target of the DarkSide May 7th attack, is the top fuel pipeline operator in the United States. It's responsible for about half of the fuel supply for the East Coast. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. In a nationwide address on Monday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the federal government would take a larger role in obtaining vaccines for Indian states. He said the government of India will buy 75% of the total vaccine production from manufacturers and give it free to the state governments. According to the New York Times, less than 4% of Indians have been fully vaccinated. India's health ministry on Monday reported 100,336 new COVID-19 infections. That was the lowest tally in 61 days. There were just over 2,400 deaths in the previous 24-hour period. In Uganda, citizens began a 42-day pandemic lockdown on Monday, including the closing of schools and universities and suspended public gatherings, including in churches and mosques. Public transportation will be suspended starting on Thursday. The country's seen an uptick in cases in recent weeks. Officials say the current wave is impacting people 20 to 39 years of age. The U.S. stepped up pressure Monday for a peaceful resolution to Cameroon's conflict between state forces and English-speaking rebels, imposing visa restrictions on people believed to be undermining efforts to end the crisis. Cameroon's two western Anglophone regions have been gripped by fighting since 2017 as the rebels try to break away from the predominantly Francophone government. More than 3,500 people have died and 700,000 have been displaced in the violence. Announcing the visa sanctions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States is deeply concerned by the continued insecurity and called for both sides to negotiate for peace. He did not say which individuals might be affected by the visa restrictions. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled Monday that 400,000 immigrants from four countries living in the United States for humanitarian reasons are not eligible to become permanent residents. The court said U.S. immigration law blocks migrants who entered the country illegally from obtaining permanent residency or green cards, although they have temporary protected status. The TPS designation applies to migrants who came to the United States to escape war or natural disasters in their homelands. It protects them from being deported, and they can work legally in the United States. The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would allow the migrants using TPS to become permanent residents, but the fate of the measure is uncertain in the Senate. Currently, besides El Salvador, migrants with TPS from 11 other countries are protected from deportation. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.